Experience the Bible like never before with Step In Bible Stories for Children, a brand new podcast just for kids that brings Bible stories to life, all told by me, Reverend David Senior, with bite-sized episodes that fit into your child's daily routine. It's a gentle way to start their journey of faith. Step In Bible Stories for Children is out now and ready to stream on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 to 5. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, "Clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together." I am no lover of airports, but I do love flying. Having flown to many parts of the world, I've always been amazed at the huge expanse of mountainous areas. And I was not surprised to discover that mountains form nearly a quarter of the Earth's land surface. Very often I've flown over them for hours on end, and as I've peered out of the window, I've tried to imagine the way of life for the people who live there. Mountains are beautiful, but they must make travel incredibly complicated for the people who have them as their home. In today's dramatic reading, we hear that our mighty God can flatten the mountains and fill in the valleys. What Isaiah is telling us is that we should never put a limit on what God can do. However mountainous our problems may be, God can blast a path through them. That should come as a great encouragement to all of us, because we are probably all confronting some situations which we feel could never be solved. Humanly speaking, we cannot imagine a way of overcoming them. But God looks at things in a different way. Today's verses are probably most familiar to us from the New Testament, where we hear them in connection with John the Baptist. He fulfilled this prophecy when he came as a voice in the wilderness, preparing the way for the coming of Jesus, the Saviour of the world. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection brought a complete transformation to human history. Only by God becoming man in Jesus could the mountainous challenges of sin and death be overcome. The problems were, humanly speaking, insurmountable, but Jesus won the greatest victory of all time through his death upon the cross. Truly, we should never put a limit on what God can do. So let me ask you a question. What mountainous problems have you seen God overcome in your life? Now let me pray with you. Dear Father God, help our confidence in you to grow day by day. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premiere.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.